Slughorn. Every single one.
Sorry, sweetie. You need to be awake, sweetheart. Brain cells gotta be cracked open for a bit. Oh, don't worry. Your screams don't bother me, no. Let's see what happens this time. Oh, that's it. Equalize, get those synapses firing on just the right level. Oh, will you look at that? Will you look at you? Hi, sweetie. Glad to see those pretty eyes of yours fluttering right on open. Oh, no. You can't talk. Can't really move either. That's all right. I ain't bring you back to do much talking. God damn. Look at you, though. You magnificent fucking skin job. You gorgeous piece of hardware. You beautiful. Beautiful thing. How much money they dump into you, huh? The seams on your augments. Damn near invisible. Perfectly nestled hardware into the sword. Shit, we barely had to give you any anti-rejects when we pulled you off ice to poke around you. Gotta hand it to him. That big money city tag is so fucking impressive. Especially to us. Simple country folk, huh? And all that shit taken down by a couple of home-generated EMPs, some rail spikes, and filthy river water. Good lord. I could imagine the look on your manager's face when the monitoring feed went blank. Oh, my poor little soldier man. Y'all done goofed. You're the last one left. I mean, of your squad. You were the commander, right? Seemed to have been the one calling the shots. I hope so. I really do. I hope they were your men. I hope they were following your orders. I hope it was your name they were cursing when we splattered their brain stacks wide fucking open. We stripped them of what we could. Waste not, want not, after all. All that shiny tech. All the data we could pull from your hard drives. Then we burned the meat and pulped the rest. Up and down and all around. That'll keep your masters running around for a while. But you... See, the rest of my crew, they wanted to do something real special with you. Make your death meaningful. Epic. Me? Well, it took me some time to convince them to just leave you to myself. Because honestly, I don't believe in much. Don't believe in much else after this life you and your corporate masters forced on us. You start understanding how certain things work. Takes a particular kind of mind to hold on to some measure of faith that things will just work out. Mine ain't that kind of mind. No. I'm geared towards something else. Was that old saying, only justice in the world is what we make? I don't know. Some old show. Anyway, now, I want to make something real clear to you. I am not a sadist. But I am so fucking angry, sweetie. Tell you the truth. Part of me is real scared of what I've done to you. What I'm going to do to you. Tonight. And for the rest of your life. But part of that fear is how fucking excited I am to see if it works and works and works. Me and mine have been fighting you and yours for a long, long time. You all try and come into our hills and our homes. Try and make us leave the way you want us to leave. Think the way you want us to think. Do what you want us to do. In lock fucking step. Tongues out, ready to lick butts. And if we don't, you'll just come in. Come in and splatter enough of us to drive us underground or into submission. I thought maybe I wanted some justice. Make some of it out of your bones and sinew, tears and pain. But that's not honest. And I can be honest with you. I've lost too many people I knew and loved and cared about. Either through death or submission or running to places they can never come back from. I don't even know what justice would look like for you bastards. I just know it wouldn't be enough. But vengeance? Oh, sweetie. I know what that looks like. I want me some vengeance. The fucked up, ironic kind. By the way, my name is Thria. Pleasure making your acquaintance. I'm gonna give you basic motor functions again, okay? There. Most of your controls are on this little arm part here. Right. I like the tactile feel. Makes it feel more real, you know? Come on, sweetie. Not a trick. You can move. Promise. Would you kindly stand up for me? Thank you, sweetie. Oh, I know. You look at me and I look like just soft, post-normal meat. And except for a few brain stack upgrades, I am. You folks were purists, you know? All natural births, very few code edits. Just stronger, straighter teeth and those were just braces and enamel epoxy to keep the dew mouth at bay. See? And that's really all she wrote there. So, you must be thinking that you could overpower me pretty easy. Maybe hurt me bad enough to tell you how to get out of my little lab here? Give you details and everyone else around. Then what? Snap my neck? Make me the first casualty in your roaring rampant revenge? Wanna try? Go ahead. Shake things off. Roll those shoulders. Stretch out those beautiful arms. Those muscular legs. Wanna try and attack me? You don't want to, do you? Oh, I know. When you look at me, you do want to grab me. Maybe pin me down. But ain't to get in far out of me. You know, the real bitch of it is, they can juice you fuckers up to be hyper-aggressive and violent and cold and completely devoid of empathy with a few button presses on a control pad. Flood the brain stack with the right cocktail of chemicals. Reinforce the messaging with the right kind of subliminal images from the hardware. Of course, I can use the same techniques for different purposes. You don't want to run, do you? Not when you look at me. Not when you hear my voice. No, my warm body is near yours. Look, when I run my fingers against your bare arm, you feel that, don't you? Just one touch is so damn pleasurable. Like electricity. No. Like a drug. Right? I can make you feel so fucking good, sweetie. Better than anything you ever felt before in your life. I made sure of that. I'm sure you boys had all sorts of training. You. Especially, Commander. Commander Sweetie, that work? Nah, too much. Sweetie will do. Anyway, rattle off your name and rank, or whatever it is you're supposed to do to show us how not scared you are. Oh, go on. Would you kindly try and tell me your name? Oh, look at that. You weren't going to say anything. But you started to think it. Try to. And it's like that word that's right at the tip of your tongue. You're poking and prodding and straining, and it just doesn't come to mind. I pull it out of you. Your name. Your rank. Your history. Before all of this. Who you were and who you became. That's a real bitch, ain't it? You wanna know what else we pulled from you? Here's my pistol. Go on. Take it. And yeah, it's loaded. One in the chamber. You could check it yourself. I mean, you do know how to check, right? Come on, sweetie. You've been a professional soldier, man, all your life. And you can't even remember how to handle a simple little pistol. I'll take that back now, thank you. But you feel it, can't you? The absence of those skills, that knowledge, like a hole in your stack, drained completely and utterly dry. And you want to know what we did with that? Who you were? What you were? Put it right here, in this little data crystal. It goes right back in my own pad. For now, anyway. I see you struggling with all of this. Whatever's left in there that you could identify as you. Must be raging right now. Trying to hold on to that fury because, you know, right underneath it are the real feelings of feeling helpless, powerless, terrified. Kinda how we felt all the goddamn time. No sense of self. No identity. No history. Nothing you didn't want us to know or have. I told you, I want me some fucked up ironic vengeance. Now, I can guess all like about what you're thinking, what you're feeling deep down in the core of you, but here you are, standing in front of me, ass naked. I can see what your body's saying, can't I? The way you're paying attention to me. The way your eyes been trying to sneak pics of my body. The way you're angling yourself so you could keep taking in the scent of my hair, my perfume. Your body's screaming. Aren't we gonna fuck? And what this all about? And we will, sweetie. Don't you worry. I got some powerful needs you're gonna be figuring out how to take care of. But I need you to keep all of this in mind. So, let's get to that, yeah? The modes I made on you, well, for you, nothing drastic, no. Mostly firmware upgrades, except for, well, one thing that I am very excited to try out. First, would you kindly get on your knees right in front of me? Thank you, sweetie. You know what I want, right? Here, let me make it clear. I'm gonna kick off these boots and pants and panties. Put my gun down right over there. But that's right. You keep your eyes glued to my cunt. I'm just gonna sit on this bench and would you kindly grab my hips and start eating my pussy, please? Oh, that's... Oh, that's... Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're doing that perfectly. Tease me a bit. Don't just dive in. Good. Your lips are soft enough. I know you're going by what feels. What feels like instinct. And it is. So, I mean, fuck. I love how you're just capping my ass like that. Oh. I love the way you're just give in this decent little legs. But I did put in baseline program there. No desire to make me feel so fucking good. Oh, begin. Fuck no. Just. Oh, yes. Use your tongue. Use it. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh, just like that. Come on. Do what feels most natural to you. Oh, yeah. Let's test this program. Yes. Oh, God, right there. Press your tongue right there. Oh, God, yes. Don't stop. Please, you can stop. I mean, would you kindly stop? Oh, bless your soul, sweetie. Still she. Those aftershocks. Oh, oh, sweet Jesus. Oh, gimme. Oh, gimme a minute. Oh, I mean, I'll keep my thighs spread for you. And if you would kindly keep giving me soft, gentle kisses to my inner thighs, and maybe a few little nibbles. Yes, like that, just like that. Thank you, sweetie. How's your tongue feel, by the way? I hope normal, but I did make a few modifications. Nothing drastic. Made sure the lower row of your teeth was perfectly aligned so the underside of your tongue wouldn't experience any discomfort. Strengthened and lengthened the extrinsic muscles and, well, tying cherry stems into knots with just your tongue is the most basic of tricks you can do with it now. But the real trick to this most folks don't think about when coming up with their own DIY sex ball is it's all in strengthening and reinforcing the jaw muscles. If I wanted, you could eat my pussy for hours in it. And there wouldn't be any real soreness that would matter by the time you've made me climax so much and so hard, my stomach will be cramming. Maybe we'll get there. Maybe. We'll see. But we do have a few other systems we need to test. Oh, I know. My pussy smells so good. Tastes so good, too. You don't want to stop, do you? No. Of course not. But would you kindly stand up for me, please? So here you are, face dripping with pussy juice, and you keep licking your lips like a dog licking his chops. You want more, don't you? All thoughts of escape or revenge all quieted for a while because you just can't get enough of my pussy. It's okay. That's just the programming, right? Just remind yourself of that if it'll make you feel any better. But now, look at your cock. Look at that beautiful specimen. I know, it looks like it should, right? Even now, hard as a rock. Go ahead though. Wrap your hand around it. Hell, you can even jerk off a little. I want you to feel how thick and rigid it is in your brain. How good it feels when you touch it. Now, take your hand from it. I'm going to grab it. And, oh God, look at you. so much better when I do it right. Just something about my touch, huh? And look, it's already beginning to swell. Even more. Oh, you thought this wasn't gonna be modified too? Sweetie, I am that much of a size queen, but sometimes you want to get just fucking stuffed. All I had to do was just modify the elasticity and richness of the corpora cavernosa with some nanopolymers, and since we already have complete control of your hormones, well, I can make you longer. I can make you thicker. I can dilate your cock on command to fit anything or anyone I want. Oh, sweetie, I could make you so hard to literally burst in if I wanted. Oh, don't worry. Not today. I know. It hurts a little right now. The skin stretched so tight around it, but it hurts so good, doesn't it? You must be wondering, if I can make you feel this good with just my hand, what must my mouth feel like? Oh, sweetie, you will never, ever know. That cock is made for me to get off on or with. Nothing else. To be honest, I was thinking about getting rid of your testicles when we're planning out your new months. Then I thought about how much I'd love to watch you squirm and beg and plead for release. How much fun it would be knowing that I could tease them. Make them make with so much need. So, they're there still. For my pleasure, too. But, you know what else is for my pleasure? I absolutely love this feature. Here, come on. Let me slide my hand to the base of your cock. Right here. And that's right. I put a fucking subsonic vibrator in you. Oh. Oh god damn. I know I should be all evil and menacing, but holy shit, look at it go! Like your cock is trying to join the speed force. Oh, I bet I can feel that in your molars when you grind down on them. Sorry. Couldn't help myself. That shit gives me a good laugh every time I see it. Anyway, okay, here's where you and that perfectly engineered cock are going to do. Would you kindly hop back onto your workbench and place your hands by your sides and your legs together so that hard cock sticks straight up for me to ride it? Thank you, sweetie. In fact, would you kindly not move at all until I tell you to? Good. I don't don't want you touching me. Not yet, anyway. No, I just want to straddle you. Right below your cock. Jesus Christ. Look, I'm just holding it right against me so I can see how deep it's gonna be when I take it in me. All the way. Looks like I'm gonna be tasting it in the back of my throat. Oh, I'm going to enjoy myself. I mean, I know you will too. You don't really have much of a choice, do you? My body pressed against yours. Your cock pressed against my pussy. I know. Oh, I know that if I just started to grind my cunt against you, smear my wetness on the underside of your legs, oh, you'd fucking love it. Oh. It feels so good. I want it. I want you to feel good. You alone aren't allowed to come. At all. Not as I use you like this. I mean, obviously. No, let's see. Or is it? Oh, yes. Oh, let me just shift my hips and press the cock against my lips and... Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I think going to grind against that cock. Oh, no, not inside me. Not yet. Just gonna work my hips. Oh, oh God. Oh, let the underside. Oh, your cock. My lips apart and rub my little clit. Fuck. Your ex-wife. The one you actually still respected. She called you sweetie. So, I think I need you to fuck me now. I think I made the sick cock pound in me until I could even think. Let me climb off of you and... Oh! Why don't we switch places, huh? I'm just... going to get on my back and spread my legs. And, sweetie, would you kindly position yourself between them and prepare to fuck me with that perfect vibrating cock of yours? At me as you start to push that swollen head into me. Come on, sweetie, fuck me like you hate me. This is what you're here for, and this is what you're leaving for. Just this. Make it hurt. Make it fucking hurt. Oh, come on. Would you kindly pound my aching cunt? Make me feel it. Come on. Show me. How big but you fucking are. Harder. This that you are. My fuck toy. My fuck toy. This is your fucking life servicing. The enemy hates you right there. Ring my pussy. Tell me. I need to feel this. Tomorrow. Day after. After that. Gonna come. Come over. That cock built for me. For me. My. Wait, stop, give me, would you kindly stop fucking me? Holy shit. Okay. Look at you, so obedient, as long as I'm nice and polite. I know how bad you want to go. Would you kindly start working those hips again. Fuck me. Slowly. Until I tell you otherwise. That's it. Use that perfect cock. That perfect cock that I made for you. Now you want to hold my hips back. Lose yourself in me. Lose all. Build it. Look at me. Would you kindly look at me? Take the data chip from the pad. That's right. And you make the choice. Make the choice. Stop. Pull out of me. And you can have those memories back. Of your name again, sweetie. Whore. Or you crush it. You crush it. And you hold on to my tits. And you fuck the shit out of me. Fuck me until you come so hard, so deep, and you make it worth it. Nothing in it. You ask yourself, where is my mind? How is it gonna be, sweetie? That's right. You're still. You don't seem to be pulling out. You think this is a trick? No trick. You're making the choice. You. Whatever you are. Whatever's left of you. Underneath. All that sinful flesh and whatever we can't pull out from your brain stack. That's who's making the choice. Oh, go on. Hold it up. Make the choice. Oh, that's right, sweetie. You know what you need. Take it. Take it out on me. Make me fucking feel it. I love your tears. gonna make me come. Look at me. Look at me, my fucking eyes. Perfect. Want to come more? Make me come. Make me come. 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 with me. Yes, yes, yes. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come on. Lose yourself. Lose all of you. Whatever's left of you, give it to me. All of you. This is the last step. The last frontier. Just fuck it. Come in. Would you kindly get off of me, please? Would you kindly lay back down on the table now? Sweet Jesus. You came so late. You're already terribly annoyed with me. It's okay, sweetie. You're going to clean me up, right? One last thing for us today. I'll climb on that table. And straddle your pretty face one last time. Would you kindly use that perfect mouth and make sure you get as much of your cum out of me as you can. Oh, yes. And just like that. This is your life. You know that, right? Until I'm sick of this game. Oh, God. But it's been a year, sweetie. A year of us doing this. Of you waking up. Of you not knowing what's going on. Oh. And me figuring out new ways to break you. I do think. I'm getting the real hang of it. Feels so much better than therapy. Oh, maybe one day you wake up and it'll be the next day and you'll be allowed to remember this. A $3 billion sex toy. My little fuck puppet. But that day isn't a day. No, sweetie. Would you kindly? In my pussy, do I come one last time?
Sorry.